And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 269. Spotlight on DC Comics. Yeah, 269. Teen Titans Rebirth number one, circa 2016. And I am Chris Mosby.
And I am Caleb Gerard.
I am really? Murray Fox.
We got Murray today. Yeah. We have a Murray filled podcast.
Yes, I'm back.
Yes, taking a break from the pottery.
Yes,
Murray of the
And his go ahead.
I was actually going to ask Murray a favor. I was speaking of pottery.
Mm-hmm. Yes, pottery.
So Murray, what would it take to get a cassoulet dish for my wife?
Cassoulet dish?
Yeah.
I'll have to Google that.
Okay.
Cassoulet. Is that different than a casserole?
It is a type of casserole. It's a very French thing.
It looks French casserole.
I wouldn't even know how to begin to...
Is it just a bowl?
It might just be a baking type bowl thingy.
Big bowl.
Might be.
Okay.
The images look like a great big bowl.
Oh, think about it.
Does it need a lid? Does it need a lid?
It may. I, that's why I'm asking you. You are closer to expert on that than I will ever be.
Cassoulet.
Interesting.
I'm sure I can probably make one.
All right. Well, don't commit until you're sure, because if you commit...
I know. If it's a bowl, I can probably make a bowl.
Okay.
If it needs a lid, I can probably make a lid. No, I can make lids.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want the lid to,
so, basically...
Well, it might help with the whole baking process if it does fit.
I can make lids.
If it didn't fit, it might bake a little oddly, and then my children would die because they would have food poisoning because the food would be undercooked. But, you know,
you're all worried about this food poisoning anthrax thing.
Yeah, well, you know, you're talking about eating open bags of chips that you find in random places, and then...
Totally. Yum, yum, yum. Anyway, yes, I'll look it up, and I'll see what I can do.
Hey, let me know.
All right.
Cassoulets to go... Yeah.
You know, next time you head down,
yeah, that's it.
You know, take your time.
This
next
week
time you
for
head down,
pottery cast.
Next time you head down to New Mexico, you could ship it from there rather than that international shipping
cost.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably cost more than the actual pottery.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty damn pricey.
I have no idea what any of that was. It all broke up.
Yeah, you kind of broke up. I think you said it was going to be pricey.
I broke up? You're kidding.
No.
Yeah, you did a little.
You were like a dropped pot.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Internet.
Yeah,
okay.
Internet.
Let's go Teen Titan It.
Okay. Teen Titan It. Who's covering this one?
I can cover it.
I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed this a ton.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Pretty good.
I wasn't sure where they were going with it until I read... something somewhere, what the deal was.
Gotcha. Well, we got a cool little cover by, who is it, John Boy?
John Boy Meyer.
Is it John Boy? That's not his name, is it?
I really have no idea.
It is John Boy Meyer.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be there.
I was going to have to skip to the end. I knew it was John something. But it's cool. He's got a good look.
Mm-hmm.
It's hip. He's got a hip style.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of tons of pointy edges.
Yeah.
Yes, very pointy.
It's very pointy. I love the Flash guy. Carmu Googly Goo seems to have lots of pointy edges.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, cover, we got Robin, the Boy Wonder, holding his... What is he throwing now? Like, he's throwing knives? Curved knives?
They're batarangs.
Pretty sharp batarangs.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, yeah. Batman has no problem sticking people with pointy stuff. Hey-o!
Hey, Miss Catwoman.
Yeah. Totally not meant to be like that, but hey, you know, it's true, though.
And on each of his shiny little batarangs, we see one of the potential members of the Titans. We got Beast Boy, we got, I was going to call him Impulse, Kid Flash, Starfire, and Raven.
And if I may put this out there, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I think this is the first time we've seen that Wally West in costume.
You may be right.
Not wearing in the Flash. I will tell you right now that.
I think he just started that, and if he did, I think he had another costume, but I don't think anybody knew it was him. Because I was looking up images to put in the post, and it showed, you remember when this Rebirth thing first came up, they put out concept drawings, and they'd show what they looked like, the new 52 version. Well, there was a kid in a silver outfit, and that was what he looked before. I really don't know the history of that, but the Flash book, it looked like he was... he'd been hiding his powers for quite a while, so.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to.
No, that's fine.
The yellow well.
I do believe you are correct, yes. I don't think he's officially come out as Kid Flash. That's maybe a poor choice of words, actually, now that I think about it. Sorry about that.
You've got to pick your language better today, man.
Sorry, man. It's all about phrasing, I know.
Mm-hmm. All righty, then we get a. An extra cover by somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't really like it. It's fine. We'll figure out who that is later. Okay, we get right into the story. Beast Boy, he's having a party. Techno dance in Hollywood. And there's some kind of neat little character insight in there. He's talking about, he's at a party, he's all alone, he's smiling so wide, and this is his uncle Johnny to...
Whoa, stop, freeze.
Yeah, we're only getting like every other word, dude.
Dang. All right.
You want one of us to take over?
Yeah, sure, take over.
Okay. All right, so he's at the party... He's spinning tunes, he's hanging with Pitbull, who he doesn't know who he is. He's approached by some bimbo, and Wowzer by turning into a cute little kitty cat. And her name is Tyra, which means nothing to the story, it just happens that her name is Tyra.
Yeah, I thought it was Wonder Girl, but I don't even know what happened to that character.
I'm sure we'll find out as the series progresses. And then we have what is perhaps one of my favorite comic book moments of 2016. I'm just giving you pre-warning here.
Yes.
He convinces her to strip down to her undies to go for a swim in what is a surprisingly empty swimming pool at a big party. And mm-hmm. He uses his Beast Boy powers to turn into something. We always see as the fin. And she starts going, Gar? Gar,
dun, dun.
And he totally bruises out, and oh, that's a great panel. I love it. Crash, he's a big, huge shark, a great white shark, well, great green shark, and she is screaming her head off, and somehow she's able to get out of the water. I don't know how that happened, but it doesn't matter, and he's like...
It's pretty damn funny, I have to
admit. Do you know my great-grandparents were Finnish, he says? And she is pissed and calling him a freak, and he's like, it was a joke, and then
he was green. Did she not notice that?
Yeah, but come on. I'm sure that pool turned a little yellow when that happened. Just
yeah, it probably did.
Yellow and warm. And he gets tased in the water because, well, electricity and water tend to have that effect even on him, because he's in his human form. He's not a electric eel, where he would have been fine.
Yep.
Which makes me think a great twist on his powers, if he always had kind of ambient powers going on, ambient powers, like Animal Man in a way.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But anyhow, the hooded mysterious figure says one down, three to go, and Gar is
And what? They reset his origin. He's no longer one of the. He's back to being bitten by an African green monkey.
As opposed to what?
Being, oh, really?
Well,
not a Doom Patrol member.
No. Like in the when New 52 started, he was like part of the.
Oh, that's right. It was part of that culling thing.
Culling.
Yeah.
He was like created
that
by
story
the
that I blocked out of my
and
mind.
And he was red.
Yes,
that's right. The picture they had for him shows that.
Yeah, he got greened out somewhere in the last 2 years. I don't remember the exact moment, but he did switch back to being a green guy.
I didn't know that they ever explained it, but now back to
they did talk about that.
That is a good. I had blocked all that as well, Chris, and so I just assumed that was the ongoing origin because straight out of that. Now, before Wolfman and Perez did Tales of the Teen Titans miniseries, was he still bitten by the monkey in Doom Patrol? Was that
he had got bitten and got some kind of virus and whatever that the two Doom Patrol members or whoever his parents were came up with something, and that was the after effect.
Okay. I'm just wondering if that
saved his life.
I'm just wondering.
That seems like that's
canon.
Seems like to me that's that, what
is that canon before Tales from Teen Titans?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was part of the patrol. Okay.
All right. Then we switch. Cool. Well.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up. So we switch scenes. We're now on the island of Toronado in the Caribbean, and that was I don't know what accent that was that I just tried to do. In any case.
Oh, it's kind of. Interesting.
We have Starfire is enjoying the weather while the local native can't even take the weather. He's hot, she's not. Strangely, I don't know
she's hot.
Yeah, that verbiage came out a little backwards, but
well, at least she's not a teenager like some of these others, so it's okay.
Well, they made it. The Palmiotti and company when they did the Starfire series, she was an adult-ish. So, and then also in the original Red Hood in the Outlaws book that came out with New 52, she was clearly an adult with zero inhibition.
Ah, the name was the Ravagers.
Right.
Yeah, okay. The Ravagers.
I'm looking him up there.
All right. So she's having a chitty chat with the local constable, local cop about kids getting kidnapped and they're being filtered through his little island. They're in the Caribbean, and he's eating an apple with Mr. Mind in it. And she's grossed out by that. And she would like to form a task force with his local police department. He's letting her know that she'll probably get pushback. She doesn't give a crap, and she actually acknowledges that she had a relationship with Nightwing, had invited him down. They have a mention of Tim Drake dying, which happened in Detective last month, 2016. Well, no spoilers. And so she's walking along the beach, killing some time, and there's a kid building a really creepy sandcastle. Oh, it's Grayskull. Sorry.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? That's pretty funny.
Wow, neat.
I didn't notice that before.
And there's a guy lying on the beach chilling, and he jumps up and he snatches the kid who was building the sandcastle, and Starfire whips around when the kid's screaming help, and she chases after him, and she berserches the bad guy, zaps him, and he's all, no, please, he told me to do it. He paid me. He said it was all fun, a game. And she saw who? And she gets tased from behind. Wow, that is a hardcore tase. She goes like all, like, opaque. Mm-hmm. And you can see her bones. Wow, that is. You'd think she would be able to take a tase. I'm just.
Well, it looks like it's in a glove, so it might be even stronger than normal because she's alien.
Well, and he says, that was shockingly easy. Boom, ba-dum.
Yolk.
Anyhow, so now we're in New York City, and Raven is...
New York City! Oh, sorry.
Time to get rope.
Sorry.
We're at the art museum. I'm assuming that she's not ghostbusting at the... Oh, no, that's the library. That's the New York Central Library. Sorry. So she's going to the art museum, and she ports in through the locked doors, and a guard catches her, and he's like, you scared the devil out of me. And she says, I tend to have that effect on people. Raven. And they really de-aged her,
now,
didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. Well, she was dead, and she was evil for a while in the comic, if I remember correctly. But I don't think this is 100% the same character that's in the Raven miniseries that came out this week.
Which I have yet to read yet.
It doesn't seem like the same one, but I could be wrong. Anyway, go ahead.
I haven't read it, so I have no opinion. Murray, are you agreeing with Chris, or are you disagreeing with Chris?
I think it's probably the same character. I think. Mm. But okay. I haven't really read it, so I do not know.
I mean, it looks the same, but she's not really acting the same to me.
So she mind zaps the security guard into thinking it's cool for her to be wandering around the museum in the middle of the night, and she's thinking to herself, this museum is my sanctuary. Its emptiness soothes me. When I study its paintings, especially the abstracts, I can better concentrate on my own feelings, a welcome change. And then she gets freaked out by something happening in front of her, and one of the paintings is showing Trigon torturing her as a baby. And I came here to commune with my sadness. I almost said madness. And there's some really creepy statuary there. And, yeah. But I found terror instead, she says to herself. And she goes running through the museum, and she gets thwicked in the neck by something. But someone wants me to stay. I should know better than to go anywhere alone, because when I clear away the crowd that normally busies my mind, there is nothing left but a monster. And we see a monster hovering over her as she passes out. And the hooded figure's there again. It says, you know, you might be the strongest of them all if you weren't so damn fragile. And she passes out. And I stopped reading Son of Batman, so we'll get to that. My question on that a little bit later.
It didn't.
We are now.
It ended, I don't know. It ended all right. Okay. I mean.
So now we're in Central City, and we see Wally West is walking away from probably the coolest designed high school on the planet, though I think it's probably Star Labs. Anyhow. And we got road workers complaining that third time I've replaced this road, damn speedsters are worse than a decade of Minnesota winters. Way they buckle the pavement, and Wally's thinking to himself, the city isn't the only thing under construction. I'm not a kid, not an adult, not a delinquent, not a hero. Not slow, not as fast as the Flash. Some days it feels like I'll never be anything but in between, half finished. My teachers say, Barry says, everyone says, Wally, don't be in such a rush to grow up. But that's all I want. And a white kid with red hair and a gray hoodie has robbed a store, and the stoner's yelling, thief! And Wally, a black kid in a black hoodie with a backpack on, chases after him. And snatches the stolen goods away from the kid. He says, I can't seem to dial down my speedometer. 10, 30, 70, 200 blocks blur past before I end up back where I started. And the store owner immediately accuses Wally. There he is, the one in the hoodie. Get him, he's yelling to a police officer. Clearly not the same kid in the least bit. And I think that was the point of that the writer was trying to make here.
I believe so.
A little social commentary here. Very subtle. And then he switches into his Kid Flash costume, which is more reminiscent of the original Kid Flash costume. Or not the original, because it has the open head part or the cutoff part there. So,
yeah, the Harry Potter esque lightning in the hair is a little cheesy for me. But
oh,
hey,
I
whatever.
Noticed that. you still there, Murray?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. You had gone incredibly silent. I'm a little concerned about Wally's bleat. His right leg seems to have vanished in this splash page.
Just because it's like skinny, skinny, skinny.
Yeah, it's like Rob Liefeld drew it or something.
Oh, yeah. It's stretched out because he's running.
No,
so
no,
fast.
I get that that's the perspective we're supposed to get, but it's creepy actually. And also his left arm is really elongated. But again, artistic choices. I get that. So he's ruminating, and all of a sudden he's in the subway. He says, "Can't put your troubles behind you. Nights I've been coming down here to practice to focus." So he's running down the subway. When the world narrows down to a tunnel, it's as if I'm a bullet blasting through a barrel, unstoppable. I've been given a shot, an opportunity to be great, super. And I'm not going to screw this up. And he blows up a woman's skirt, very Marilyn Monroe-esque. Anyhow, so not like my Uncle Daniel, he says, reverse flash, that loser. And not like my neighbor of mine, the one who got a basketball scholarship to a Big Ten school, who seemed destined for the NBA. And he comes across a guy drunk on the tracks. And we see little noises coming from the body. It says, zeep, zeep, zeep. And Wally's like, "Are you okay, buddy? We've got to get you out of here before it's too late." And then turns out it's not a body. It's just a decoy, and it releases a gas and knocks Wally out. It's all nice. And the hooded figure's off panel says, "Nice costume. You look like a banana peel that just slipped on itself." Oh my. All the comedy you could possibly want from Damian Wayne.
Absolutely.
And we now get a close up of Beast Boy, and they are trapped like the Incredibles, from the movie The Incredibles.
Very true.
It is straight out of that trap. Who Syndrome. Syndrome was the villain in that.
Yeah.
And I just, FYI, I don't know if you noticed, but the lineup here is exactly the same as Teen Titans Go, except for Kid Flash replaces Cyborg.
Oh,
yeah, you're right.
Huh. Yes.
Very true.
So, anyhow, so we get Beast Boy is realizing that he is restrained, and Starfire says to him, "The same as the rest of us. The manacles are forged with power inhibitors that are triggered to," and he tries to shape change, and he screams, "Ah!" Realizes they're all laughing at him, and Kid Flash is all, "They said you'd make a lot of noise as soon as you woke up. Who the hell are you anyway?" says Gar. "And where the hell are we?" And Raven says, "I sense that we're not alone." And the shadowy hooded figure from off panel says, "Good. Now that you're awake, you're probably wondering why I brought us all together." And we have Damian Wayne standing there holding the batarangs like on the cover. And behind him is his demon dog, who I'm glad they didn't get rid of. I can't remember that character's name, though. That's a great spot. This was Teen Titans Rebirth, written by Ben.
Oh, what, the bat?
Yes.
Yeah, that giant bat thing.
His name was Goliath, I think.
Okay. And this.
Yes, and the kid took on that costume for the first time in Flash number 7, which I either came out this week or last week.
Okay. So this was by Ben.
And I didn't.
This was by Ben.
I didn't notice. Wait. What? Say that
I was
going
to give the credits, but okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just noticing that in this book, he's got the little lightning thing on his head when he runs.
Yeah, so it is Harry Potter-esque. He's also channeling Voldemort at the same time. So it was written by Ben Percy, and yes, John Boy Myers did the visuals. And that variant cover that you were not a fan of was Evan Doc Shaner, who is currently drawing the Future Force book.
Yeah, I normally like his stuff.
Future Force.
Interesting.
Interesting.
And next issue we get Damien Knows Best. And that was one of the books I was looking forward to the most from Rebirth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess he's going to... He brought them together to fight Ra's al Ghul. I didn't realize that was what the deal's going to be. So that should be interesting.
Good. I don't know why he couldn't have just asked, but I guess we'll find out.
Because he's a pain in the ass sometimes.
He's a dick.
Well, he can't be, yes. Unfortunately. I still like the character, though.
I thought he'd gotten rid of that character attribute, but oh well.
Yeah, he had. I don't know why they're... I don't care for the characterization of him in that.
And shockingly, I'm curious to find out what did happen to Wonder Girl and Bunker and the new Power Girl.
I don't know. I'd have to look at those last two. I haven't read that in years.
They just went off to go do their own thing. They just said, okay, we're leaving now, and that was the last issue of the old Teen Titans. Okay, see you later.
Is that what happened?
Yes. Well, okay. Here's what's going to happen. Bunker will make his way back because he's kind of a cool character. And Power Girl is a legacy character. And she's kind of cool too, so she'll eventually make her way back. And Wonder Girl is going to get lost in the Bermuda Triangle and we'll never see her again. And that's okay too.
You don't think we're going to have the search for Wonder Girl or the next Wonder Girl saga?
No, because when she gets lost in the Bermuda Triangle, everyone's going to totally forget that she was ever around, and they're going to remember that Donna is the real Wonder Girl.
So instead of who is Wonder Girl, you don't think we're going to get where is Wonder Girl? Okay.
Nope.
Impossible.
Because personally, I'm disliking the current Donna Troy stuff, because it's totally out of character with how they presented her over the last year. In Wonder Woman.
Well,
it's totally
different. Consider that.
Yes.
I consider that old guard and this is a new guard. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I mean, everybody wanted her back, and so they brought her back like that. Yeah. It's like it's a, you know, a spit in people's faces almost.
No, I get that. It's just they went through a lot of trouble to bring her back, and Garth in Aquaman, and Dan Abnett, while I think he's an awesome writer, has completely changed up both of their personalities from how they've been presented in the books that they were brought back in. But
yeah,
that's a different conversation, which I apologize for.
No. I mean, I agree. I mean, they've done that a lot. One of the things I don't understand is, I mean, yeah, Damien's going to be in that book, but I mean, Batman went all the way. I mean, Bruce Wayne went all the way to Apocalypse to bring him back and fought Darkseid, and then they're not in any books together, really. Maybe in the background. I mean, you look at Batman; he's not there. Nightwing's in Gotham right now, though I saw some of the things they're going to put him back in Bloodhaven, like at issue 9 or 10 or something like that. But he's in Gotham right now, and then while Damian's nowhere to be seen, I think they showed him training with Batman once in an off panel, but he's not like a major character in any of the Batman books, so he's going to be in this one by himself. And you'd think after everything they'd went through that he'd be right there on his by his side, but apparently not.
Well,
so anyway,
Bruce is just deadbeat dad.
Well, no, I mean he's got some other guy he's training. He's got one of the Robins from that Robins book.
Yep.
A guy named Duke. He doesn't even have a code name, but he's got him in there with Alfred. Doing the Oracle stuff, and every once in a while he'll go out with him
well,
and fight. But You know what
we'll
I mean.
We'll get to see them together when the Super Sens book comes out.
Yeah,
oh, that's true. That's true.
I'd already bought a copy of it a while back, but they're reprinting that Dick Dillon thing. The Super Sens from the 70s.
Love that stuff.
Have you ever read that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's cheesy shit.
Yes.
I've got the trade-up.
I need to get...
But they reprinted it in, as kind of a building up to that coming out.
I need to get that.
It should be interesting. Right. Yeah, it's only been out like a couple of weeks, I think.
Awesome.
They had a trade that came out a couple of years ago, though, I think, because I've got it.
Yeah, I think it's the same one.
I think they just reissued it.
Yeah,
they reissued it. Well, they're doing that with a lot of stuff, but this time they did another issue of it out because of the Super Sons.
Well, for sure.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm being paged for dinner. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dude, you go eat your dinner.
We're done. All right. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelawbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can comment on the Facebook pages. We have that happen every once in a while. Or you can comment on the actual episodes themselves and let us know what you think. So that is it for this week. And we are out.